是在那个腓立比书。
The verses for today is still in Book of Philippians.
还是第三章，是从第七节到十一节。
Chapter 3, verses 7 to 11.
就是刚才我们念那个向着标杆直跑的前面的一段。翻开了，请听我来给大家念哈。第七节这样说，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因以基督都当作有损。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我认识他已经丢去了万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得义，乃是因有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得从死里复活。我们把下面的时间交给庞牧师。
This is time for sermon.
During my final year at Denver Seminary, I visited a Quaker meeting hall.
在我最后一年在神学院的时候，我去参观了一个贵格会的一个礼拜堂。
And when I entered this meeting hall, I immediately noticed that there was something different about that worship service than the typical church. I mean, something different about the sanctuary than the typical church sanctuary.
当我进到这个他们的这个礼拜堂的时候，我立刻注意到他的这个礼拜堂，和一般教会的礼拜堂的结构不太一样。
Instead of having rows of pews that are all facing towards the stage like this sanctuary.
所以不像在这边我们有一排一排的座椅，它都是面向讲台。
This meeting hall actually had four sets of pews that were all meeting in the middle, facing the middle, so that there was an empty space in between the four sections of pews.
所以他们的礼拜堂有四排四面不同的座椅，它是面向中心，然后这中心就是有一个空地。
And the result was it was very easy for everybody to see everybody else in that room.
所以说每个人都很容易去看到这个房间还有其他人。
But not only was the sanctuary very different than a typical church, the worship service was also very different.
所以不只是这个礼拜堂的和一般教会不太一样，他们的崇拜方式也和一般教会不太一样。
Instead of the worship service starting out with a prayer or with a presider's welcome or with a song, they actually just stayed in perfect silence for about 15 minutes.
所以不像是我们有一个主席开始领会唱诗歌或祷告。那他们的崇拜开始是完全沉默，大概有15分钟那么久的沉默的时间。
I later learned that this period of silence is what they call centering.
后来我才知道这一段时间他们觉得这是一个 centering, 就是重新导向回到中心。
What they're trying to do is clear their mind of distractions and coming to a receptive state in which they listen and wait for direct experience of the divine.
所以他们正在试图要清除心里的杂念，然后来到一个状态，让他们可以听，可以去体会神的一个感觉。
Finally, after a few minutes of silence, a man stands up and he says something like this: God, whoever he, she, or it may be, cannot really be known.
所以在几分钟之后呢，有一个男子他站起来说：“上帝不管他是谁，任何人是不可能知道他的。”
And then for a few minutes he explained why he thought it was impossible for humans to know who God, what or who God is.
所以他花了几分钟的时间来解释为什么人不可能认识上帝是什么，上帝是谁。
After he was done speaking, he just sat down and was totally silent again.
所以他做完以后，他说完话，他就坐下来，那这又完全沉默了。
I thought to myself, I don't think I've ever heard that type of message in church before.
所以我心想说，我好像从来没有听过像这样的信息。
And then I thought, these people, they need to know that God can be known and that God actually loves them.
所以我心想，这些人他们应该知道神是可以让人认识他的，而且上帝爱他们。
So I leaned over to the elderly man who was sitting beside me and I said, can anybody stand up and talk?
所以我问我身边的老先生说，所以任何人都可以站起来讲话吗？
He silently nodded his head yes.
然后他说哦对啊。
And then for the next few silent minutes, I debated in my mind whether I should stand up and talk or not.
所以在接下来沉默的这几分钟呢，我就心里脑海中就想说，我是不是真的应该站起来说点什么？
On the one hand, I wanted to be respectful to their beliefs.
所以一方面我想要尊重他们所相信的。
But on the other hand, I wanted them to know that God could be known and that God loved them.
但另一方面，我想让他们知道，他们可以认识上帝，而且上帝爱他们。
Finally, I decided to stand up.
所以最后我决定要站起来。
And I had more stage fright than when I've given a full sermon in front of a large crowd.
所以我那时候的紧张比我后来在台上要讲道的时候还要紧张。
And so with a trembling voice, I read a passage that I read in my quiet time that week about how God had made himself known.
所以我用颤抖的声音我读了一段文章，那是我在那个礼拜灵修的时间所读到的文章，说到神是如何让人认识他。
And then I sat down without making any comments on the passage.
所以我坐下来我也没有做任何的评论。
After I sat down, it was totally silent again.
所以当我坐下来，那这个会堂又完全沉默了。
And so I couldn't really tell whether people approved or disapproved about what I said.
所以那时候我不知道他们是认可的，或是不同意我说的话。
But then a few minutes later, an adult stood up and told the youth that they could leave for Sunday school.
所以在几分钟之后，一个大人站起来说，叫这些青少年他们可以去参加主日学了。
One of the teenagers leaned over to me and she said, "You should join us in Sunday school."
所以其中一个青少年就过来跟我说，那你可以，你要不要加入我们主日学？
I was kind of like, should I go with them or not?
所以我想说我应该要去吗？
So anyhow, around six teenagers and I, we went to upstairs to their Sunday school classroom and we waited for the Sunday school teacher to show up.
所以后来我就跟另外六个青少年他们一起去他们的主日学教室，他们在等他们的老师来上课。
Finally, the teenager who asked me to join them said, "Our Sunday school teacher is not going to show up, so you teach us."
所以后来那个邀请我去的那个青少年就说，我们老师不会来了，那不然你教我们吧。
I said, I'm not sure if I should teach because I'm not sure your church would actually approve of what I would teach.
所以我说我不知道我是不是应该教你，因为你的教会可能会不喜欢我教你。
And she said, "It's okay. You can just teach us whatever you want to teach."
不过她说没关系，你可以教我们任何你想要教的。
And so I had all the teenagers introduce themselves by saying their name and what they believed about God.
所以我就请这些青少年他们自我介绍，然后分享他们对神的认识。
I found out that none of them actually believed in God.
所以后来我很快发现，没有任何人，他们没有任何人相信上帝。
They were all either atheists or agnostics.
所以他们一方面是可能是无神论者，或是不可知论。
So I led a discussion about the evidence for God's existence.
所以我带他们讨论一些有关于上帝真实存在的证据。
I explained that every effect needed a cause, and that God was the uncaused cause.
我会解释说，任何事情都是有一个原因的，但是只有上帝的存在是没有任何原因的存在。
I shared about how the complexity and the beauty of nature pointed to a designer, and that designer was God.
我也分享了这个大自然它是多么的复杂的奇妙，这背后必定有一个伟大的创造者。
And I shared the evidence that Jesus was God in the flesh.
那我也跟他们分享了耶稣是道成肉身的上帝。
Though the students were skeptical, they were open and they asked me a lot of good questions.
所以尽管这些学生他们还是怀疑，或是他们是问很多的问题。
To this day, I wonder whether any of the seeds of the gospel that I planted in this Quaker Youth Sunday School class ever came to fruit.
也直到现在，我不知道我那一天在这个青少年的主日学里面所埋下的福音的种子，他们到现在是否有没有结出任何的果子。
I share this story to introduce the theological topic of the knowability of God.
所以我分享这个故事呢，是要跟大家介绍神学当中神的可知性。
Notice that it's not spelled N-O, comma, ability of God, but it's no, K-N-O-W, ability of God.
所以这个字的拼法不是说N-O 开始，不是说神是不可知道，而是它是 No 是 K-N-O-W, 就是神是可以知道的。
So this topic addresses the issue about whether God can be known or not, and if so, how much of God can be known.
所以这个主题让我们来讨论是神是不是真的 是可知的，而且如果是的话，那我们可以了解神多少呢？
So who is right?
或谁是正确的？
Was the Quaker gentleman right when he said God, whoever he, she, or it may be, cannot be known?
所以是那个先生他站起来说神啊，不管他是谁，他是不可被知道的，他是对的吗？
Or was I right when I shared from the scriptures that God actually can be known?
或者我是对的，是当我跟他们分享那篇文章说神是可以被知道的。
In other words, is God incomprehensible or is God comprehensible?
或者是说上帝他是可以理解的或是不能理解的呢？
Today we're going to take a look at a few passages in the Bible that addresses these questions.
所以今天我们要看圣经中的几处经文来回答这个问题。
First of all, let's take a look at a passage in the Bible that indicates that God is incomprehensible.
所以首先我们先来看一下圣经当中一些经文提到上帝是不可被理解的。
And I'll have Eru read Romans 11, verse 33.
罗马书第十一章三十三节，神哉，神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
So when Orthodox Christian theologians say that God is incomprehensible, they mean that in the sense that God cannot be fully known.
所以当正统的基督教神学家说上帝是不可理解的，他们是要表达是说上帝不可能完全让人明白。
In fact, since God is infinite and our comprehension is finite, our understanding of God is actually very minuscule compared to who he really is.
因为既然上帝是无限的，我们的理解是有限的，所以我们对神的理解，可以说是非常微乎其微。
My daughter Linnea has a pet hermit crab called Marshmallow.
所以我的女儿她有一个宠物寄居蟹，她的名字叫棉花糖。
So Marshmallow's comprehension of who Linnea is more comprehensive than our comprehension of God.
所以甚至棉花糖对我女儿的了解，可能比我们对上帝的了解还要多。
Because the qualitative difference between Marshmallow and Linnea is greater than the qualitative distance between us and God.
所以这个棉花糖和我女儿之间的知识上距离，可能是比我们和上帝的知识之间的距离还要小一点。
It's because our comprehension is finite, whereas God is infinite.
因为我们的理解是有限，但是上帝是无限的。
We can have partial knowledge about God's wisdom, His knowledge, and His judgments.
我们可能对上帝的智慧和他的审判能够有部分的理解。
But we can never have an exhaustive or complete knowledge about who God is or anything about Him.
但是我们不可能，绝对不可能，对上帝有一个完全的理解。
The incomprehensibility of God has important implications for our lives.
所以神的不可知对我们的生活也产生许多重要的影响。
As Wayne Grudem writes in a systematic theology book, the incomprehensibility of God means that we will never be able to know, quote, too much about God, for we will never run out of things to learn about him, and we will thus never tire in delighting in the discovery of more and more of his excellence and the greatness of his works.
圣经学家Wayne 这个人这样说，他在他的系统神学作者里面这样说，我们永远无法对神认识太多，因为我们永远认识不完，我们永远可以看到更多神伟大奇妙的作为。
Even in heaven, when we are freed from the presence of sin, we will never be able fully to understand God or any one thing about him.
所以即使将来在天堂，即使我们已经脱离罪的捆绑，我们仍然不可能完全了解神的心思意念。
This is seen from the fact that the passages about God's incomprehensibility deal not with our sinfulness, but to His infinite greatness.
所以说，神的不可知并不是完全，并不是因为我们的罪，而是因为他的无限。
It is because we are finite.And God is infinite, that we will never be able to fully understand him.
但是因为我们是有限，而上帝是无限，所以我们永远无法完全的理解他。
For all eternity, we will be able to go on and on, increasing in our knowledge of God and delighting ourselves more and more in him.
但是从现在到永远，我们永远可以继续的增加我们对神的认识，我们也在认识神的过程当中可以喜乐。
When it comes to knowing God, do you have a been there, done that mentality?
所以当说到认识神，你有没有一个想法，就是哦，我以前也这样，我都知道了。
Do you feel like you have God already all figured out?
所以你是不是觉得哦，我已经都想通了？
Are you bored with God?
所以你是不是已经开始对神觉得无聊？
If so,It seems that you have severely overestimated the magnitude of your knowledge, and you have extremely underestimated the grandeur of God.
所以如果是这样的话，你可能已经高估了你的知识，你也低估了上帝的伟大。
Whenever we think that we have God figured out, it's a pretty good indication that we've actually drifted away from him.
所以当我们如果真的开始觉得我们都已经完全了解上帝，可能是我们已经离神越来越远了。
Which brings us back to the question, is God incomprehensible or not?
所以当我们回到原来的问题，所以上帝是不可知的吗？
Though in one sense God is incomprehensible, in another sense God is not incomprehensible. In other words, he is comprehensible.
所以虽然在某种意义上上帝是不可知的，但是其实另一种意义上，他不是。
So Hebrew will read Romans 1 verse 19.
我们来看罗马书第一章第十九节。
In other words, the reason.
Sorry. 神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
In other words, the reason.Why humans can know about God is because God has revealed himself to them.
换句话说，人类可以知道神，因为神已经向他们启示他自己。
So in one sense, God is incomprehensible because we're not able to fully understand him.
所以在某种意义上，上帝是不可被理解，因为我们不能完全理解他。
But in another sense, God is not incomprehensible because we are able to partially understand him.
但是另一方面来说，神也不是不可知的，因为我们能够部分的理解他。
It depends on how we define the term incomprehensible.
那要看我们怎么去解释这个可知或不可知。
So it is not true to say that God is unable to be understood.
所以说神不能被理解，这个说法是错的。
But it is true to say that he cannot be fully or exhaustively understood.
但是我们可以说他不能被完全的理解。
Now God has made himself known both through general revelation and special revelation.
所以神向人启示是透过一般启示和特殊启示两种。
Now, general revelation is how God has revealed himself to all humans throughout the world and throughout all ages.
一般启示是上帝已经向所有人启示他自己。
But special revelation is how God has revealed himself to only some humans.
特殊启示是向他向一些特定人启示他自己。
In general revelation, God reveals His existence.
在一般启示，上帝启示他的存在。
In special revelation, He reveals His salvation.
而在特殊启示，上帝启示他的拯救。
Through general revelation, humans can know about God.
在一般启示呢，上人类可以知道神。
But in special revelation, humans can actually know God.
但是在特殊启示，人类不只可以知道神存在，也可以真正的认识神。
In other words, through special revelation, we can have experiential knowledge of God.
所以说，我们可以有实际上的经历神。
So by what means has God made Himself known through general revelation?
所以在一般启示当中，像神通过什么方式来让人认识他？
Let me just briefly summarize.
我可以来简单总结一下。
First in Romans 1:19, go ahead and read again.
在罗马书第一章十九节，使徒保罗说：“神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里。”
So the first way that God has made Himself known through general revelation is by placing within each human an instinct that God exists.
所以在一般启示当中，上帝使人认识他的第一种方式，就是他在每个人心中都存在一种天性，这种本能，知道神是存在的。
As Blaise Pascal once said, there is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every man which cannot be filled by any created thing, but only by God, the Creator, made known through Jesus.
就像数学家帕斯卡曾经说过，在每个人心中都有一个神的形状的一个空间，那是不能用任何的创造之物填满的，只有神透过耶稣，他可以亲自来填满。
So, governments, atheistic governments, may try to suppress the truth that God, that there is a God.
所以无神论的政府，他们可能要打压这个事实，就是神存在的事实。
But within the humans, we know that there is a God, and when we hear it, it rings true.
但是在对人类来说，当我们听到有神的时候，我们就相信这是真的。
Secondly, in Romans 1:20, the Apostle Paul writes the following.
在罗马书第一章二十节，使徒保罗说：“自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。”
The second way that God has made Himself known through general revelation is by nature.
所以，上帝使人认识他的第二种方式就是透过大自然。
The complexity and the beauty of the stars and the complexity and beauty of the atoms all point to a designer.
所以看那个复杂的星空，或是看这复杂的原子结构，你就知道背后必定有一个设计师。
And that designer is God.
上帝就是这个设计师。
Thirdly, in Romans 2:14-15, the Apostle Paul writes the following.
第三，在罗马书第二章十四到十五节，保罗说。没有律法的外邦人，若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
The third way that God has made Himself known through general revelation is by placing within each human a knowledge of what is right and wrong.
上帝使人认识他的第三种方式，就是让每个人心中有一个是非对错的观念，也就是这个良心。
In other words, God has given us a conscience.
因为对神给我们一个良心，一个道德观念。
And since our conscience is aware of a moral law, we know that there must be a lawgiver and a judge.
因为我们的心中有一个道德律。我们知道世界上必须有一个公正的人，一个法官。
This lawgiver and judge is God.
这个立法者跟这个法官呢，就是神他自己。
But people can only know about God through general revelation.
但是人们透过一般启示，只能知道有神。
People cannot actually know and experience God unless they receive special revelation.
但是人要认识神或经历神，需要透过特殊启示。
You see, if God only revealed himself through general revelation, he would be the God of deism.
如果上帝只透过一般启示来让人认识他，那他是自然神论的神。
Deism teaches that God is an impersonal watchmaker who designed the world, put it into motion, but left humans to ourselves to try to figure out what to do with our lives.
在自然神论当中，他们觉得，上帝是一个超然、一个客观的一个设计者，他设计了世界，让它转动，但是他让我们自生自灭，他没有想要和人建立关系。
And this God has no interest in having a personal relationship with us.
所以自然神论的神，他对他没有兴趣要和人来建立关系。
But since God has revealed himself through special revelation, we can know that there is a personal God who really loves us and desires to have a personal relationship with us.
但是上帝透过特殊启示来向我们显现，我们也知道有一个真实的神，他爱我们，而且要和我们建立他个人的关系。
So how does God reveal himself so that we not only know about him,But we also experientially know him.
所以神如何启示他自己，让我们不只是知道他，我们也可以经历他。
The answer can be found in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
这答案可以在希伯来书第一章第一到二节说，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们又早已立他为承受万有的也曾借着他创造诸世界
First way that God has made himself known to some people is through the prophets and particularly the authors of the books in the Bible
神向我们启示的第一种方式就是透过一些人也就是这个圣经书卷的作者和先知。
So we can come to know the God. We can come to know God by reading the Bible.
所以我们透过读圣经，我们可以认识神。
When we read the Bible, it's like God is speaking to us, and He's making Himself known to us.
当我们读圣经的时候。上帝对我们说话，他就亲自的，让我们认识他。
But according to this passage, God not only reveals himself through the Bible, but he also reveals himself through his Son.
但是根据这段经文，神不只通过圣经来启示自己，他也透过他的儿子耶稣来向我们启示。
You see, God the Son became the baby Jesus so that he could make himself known to all mankind.
所以当圣子耶稣成为婴孩来到世界上的时候他向全人类启示他自己
So now when we get to know Jesus we get to know God
所以现在当我们认识耶稣我们就更认识神
This can be seen in Jesus' conversation with his disciple Philip in John 14 verses 7 or 8 and 9
所以 这可以在耶稣和他门徒腓力的谈话当中我们可以看到
Go ahead.
约翰福音第十四章八到九节，腓力对他说：“求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。”耶稣对他说：“腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。”
In other words, Jesus is saying, Philip, God is not some incomprehensible, distant, divine being.
换句话说，耶稣说，腓力，上帝不是那样的遥远，这样不可知的。
Instead, God is standing right next to you.
相反的，上帝就站在你的面前。
And if you know me, you know God.
如果你认识我，你就认识神。
You see, the difference between God revealing himself through the Bible and God revealing himself through Jesus.Is the difference between your pen pal writing you a letter and your pen pal actually coming to visit you.
所以上帝通过圣经启示他自己和透过耶稣启示他自己的差别，就像是你的笔友给你写一封信和他亲自来拜访你的差别。
You can come to know your pen pal pretty well if you read his letters.
所以如果你读了他的信，你可以更了解你的笔友。
But you can come to know him really well if you see him face to face.
但是如果你可以面对面的见到他，你可以更了解他。
Christianity is the only major religion in which God was willing to leave his comfort zone in heaven to live, to come down to this earth and to live among us and become one of us.
基督教是唯一的宗教，上帝愿意离开自己的宝座来到我们中间，成为我们的一份子。
So we no longer have to guess whether there is a God or not because God showed up.
所以我们不用再想说到底有没有神，因为神就显明在我们中间。
What an amazing act of love that the Almighty God would humble himself to become one of us and get to know us face to face.
这是多么伟大的一份爱，我们全能的神会降卑为人，成为我们一份子，并和我们面对面。
It would be like my daughter Linnea humbling herself.Become a hermit crab, so that she could get to know the hermit crab. The hermit crab could get to know her face to face.
就像如果我的女儿她自己变成一只寄居蟹，她就可以更了解她的宠物寄居蟹。
Now, when we look at Jesus, we know who God is.
所以当我们认识了耶稣，我们就更认识神。
Jesus was compassionate to sinners.So we know that God is compassionate to sinners.
耶稣对罪人是充满怜悯，所以我们就知道上帝对罪人也是充满怜悯。
Jesus hated sin and hypocrisy, so we know that God hates sin and hypocrisy.
耶稣痛恨罪和假冒为善，所以我们知道神也是痛恨罪和假冒为善。
Jesus sacrificed his life on the cross so that our sins could be forgiven.And so we know that God is also forgiving.
耶稣他在十字架上牺牲他自己，让我们的罪可以被赦免。所以我们也知道神是一个赦罪的神。
So how should we respond to the doctrine of the knowability of God?
所以我们应该怎么样回应神的可知性呢？
How should we respond to God's passion to make Himself known to us?
神主动向我们启示他自己，那我们应该怎样回应神？
First of all, I'd like to talk to those of you who are not Christians yet.
首先我要对你们当中还不是基督徒的说。
Take a look at what Jesus said to his father in John chapter 17, verse 3.
看耶稣对天父说的，在约翰福音第十七章第三节，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Jesus is saying that the most important thing about life after death is not that we will be released from suffering, although we will.
耶稣说，在死后最重要的事，不是可以解除痛苦，尽管这会发生。
It's not that we'll be reunited with our Christian loved ones, although we will.
也不是我们可以和我们基督徒亲人团聚，虽然说这也会发生。
And it's not just that we will experience comfort and excitement in heaven, although we will.
也不只是我们可以在那边很好的享受，我们可以很兴奋，尽管说这也会发生。
Instead, the most important thing about eternal life is that we will get to know God in all His glory, in all His love.And in all His majesty.
更重要的是我们可以完全认识神，他的荣耀，他的威严和他的爱。
Those of us who are Christians will experience that fully when we're in heaven, but we also experience that partially while we're here on earth.
所以虽然基督徒将来可以在天上完全经历这些，但是我们在地上也正在经历一部分的这些。
Because while we are here on earth, we can already get to know God.As our father, as our friend, and as our rescuer.
因为我们在世上，我们已经可以认识上帝，他是我们的天父，他是我们的朋友，他是我们的安慰。
So how can you experience this eternal life?
所以你要怎样来经历永生呢？
Take a look at John 3:16.
看一下约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
You can come to know God intimately if you believe in Jesus, His Son.
如果你相信耶稣神的儿子，你就可以真实的认识神。
And this love relationship starts with a simple prayer.
而这一份爱的关系是从一个简单的祷告开始。
If you want to put your faith in Jesus and know God, pray this prayer with me.
所以如果你要相信耶稣也来认识神，请你和我一起这样祷告。
Dear God, I admit that I fall way short of your moral standards and deserve to be punished for these shortcomings.
亲爱的神，我承认我无法达到你的道德标准，我本来应该受到惩罚。
I believe that Jesus died on the cross to take the penalty for these sins, and I believe that He rose again to give me eternal life.
但是我相信耶稣在十字架上死了，担当了所有的刑罚。我也相信他从死里复活，给我永生。
Come into my life so that I can know You in all Your holiness and love.
请你进入我的生命，让我可以认识你，在你的圣洁和你的爱当中。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
So if you prayed this prayer for the first time, if today you decided that you wanted to become a Christian, I encourage you to talk to a Christian that you know who can help you to better understand. Maybe talk to Pastor Lynn, or we can talk to me or to one of the elders, and we would be glad.To explain the decision you made and also to make sure that you continue to grow as a Christian.
所以如果这是你第一次做这个祷告，我也鼓励你，如果你愿意来相信耶稣，我鼓励你和我们当中的林牧师或是保罗牧师交谈。
Now, for those of us who are Christians, let's turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 11 to see how the Apostle Paul responded to the.Theology of the nobility of God.
所以，你们当中已经是基督徒的，让我们看腓立比书第十一节，使徒保罗如何回应神的可知，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Once the apostle Paul knew that it was possible to really know God, he committed his life to fully know Him.
当使徒保罗知道真正认识神是有可能的，他就献上他的一生来认识神，并来经历他。
The Apostle Paul sacrificed his pursuit of lesser things for his passion to know God.
所以他就献上他的一生来认识神。
And that's the way we should respond also.
这也是同样的，也是我们应该对神做的回应。
If you had the choice between academic success or knowing God, which one would you choose?
所以当你需要在你的学术成就和认识神当中做选择，你会选择什么？
If you had the choice between your dream job and knowing God, which one would you choose?
如果你要在你的梦想中的工作和认识神当中做选择，你会选择什么？
If you had the choice between that dream sweetheart and knowing God, which one would you choose?
如果你需要在你的梦想的配偶和认识神当中做选择，你会选择什么？
Would you be willing to sacrifice anything in your life so that you could know God better?
你是否愿意牺牲生活当中那些会阻止你认识神的那些事情？
For some of us, it may be a sinful habit that we need to give up.
所以对某些人来说，这可能是一个需要放弃的一个坏习惯。
But for others, it may require a change of priorities.
但是对有些人来说，你可能是需要改变你生活当中的一些优先顺序。
As the saying goes, if the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy.
有一句话说，如果魔鬼没办法让你变坏，他会让你变忙。
Have you gotten so busy with your academics, your job, or your social life that you haven't been pursuing God as much as you should?
你是不是在你的学术研究上变得越来越忙，或是你的工作，或是你的社交生活，使你无法来追求神？
What changes do you need to make so that you could better fulfill the goal of knowing Christ, the power of his resurrection, and the participation in his suffering.
那你要做一些怎么样的改变，才可以让你认识神，晓得他复活的大能，并晓得和他一同受苦。
There's a second way that we as Christians should respond to the theology of the knowability of God, and it's found in Psalm 105, verse 1.
这边还有第二种方式，基督徒来对神做出的回应，在诗篇第105篇第一节，你们要称谢耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为。
In responding to the knowability of God, we should not only have a passion to know God, but we should also have a passion to make him known.
所以在回应神的可知性，我们不只要努力的认识神，我们也要努力的传扬他。
Do you have a passion to make God's name known among all the nations?
你有没有这样子的热情，要来使万民都认识神的名？
The Bible indicates that someday in heaven, there will be people from every nation and from every language group praising God for who he is and what he has done.
圣经上说，有一天在天上会有来自每一个国家、每一个语言的人都在赞美神的名和他的作为。
So when you help a non-Christian to believe in Jesus, you are increasing the quantity of that heavenly choir.
所以当你带领一个非基督徒信主，那你是增加了这个天上合唱团的数量。
When you are helping a fellow believer understand God better and what God has done, you are improving the quality of that heavenly choir.
所以当你帮助一个基督徒更加的认识神，那你就提高了这个天上合唱团的质量。
And in other words, the goal of evangelism and discipleship.Is better worship.
所以说，传福音和门徒训练都是为了更加的敬拜神。
See, look around, and you can see the empty spaces in the pews.
所以当你环顾四周，你看到这个椅子上还有很多的空位。
We should fill these spaces with non-Christians and with Christians who are sleeping in on Sunday mornings.
所以我们应该让那些在星期天早上睡觉的人，或是那些非基督徒来填满这些空位。
No, there are plenty of these people.
所以这样的人有很多。
So who is somebody that you could to invite to any of the weekend's evangelistic meetings?
所以你可以邀请谁去参加下一次的布道会呢？
God is not a God who has kept himself unknown.
神不是一个不让人认识他的神。
Instead, he is a God who has made himself known through the Bible and through his Son.
相反的，他使我们透过圣经和他的儿子来认识神。
So now let's make it our passion to know God and make him known.
所以让我们竭力追求认识神，也来传扬他的名。
I'd like to read Philippians chapter 3.chapter 3 verse 10 again.
我要再念一次腓立比书第三章第十节。
I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his suffering, becoming like him in his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Communion is a wonderful opportunity to see Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 fulfilled in our lives.
这个主餐就是一个最好的机会，可以让我们看见这个经文当中的意义。
Because when we partake of the communion, we not only know what the bread and the cup symbolize, but we know and experience the Christ who was crucified for us.
所以当我们领受圣餐的时候，不止我们要知道这个杯和这个饼的意义，我们也知道神的受死和他的复活。
When we partake of the elements, we come to know the power of the resurrection because we know that if Christ had remained dead, we would not be here commemorating his death.
所以当我们领受这个饼的时候，我们也明白神复活的大能，因为如果他没有复活，那我们就在这边领受圣餐就没有意义了。
And as we meditate on what the bread and the cup symbolize, we can share and we can grieve in his suffering, knowing that it was our sins that nailed him to the cross.
当我们领主餐，我们默想这个意义的时候，我们也知道是我们因为我们的罪，才使他使神被使耶稣被钉在十字架上。
And that sacrificial act of love can motivate us to live a lifestyle of sacrificial love as well.
耶稣的牺牲也激励我们，在我们过生活当中，我们每天的生活当中，我们要过一个舍己的生活。
I'd like to ask the ushers to come forward to pass out the communion elements.
请招待到台前来。